Joined this morning with Jim Flaherty of AARP Wisconsin. Good morning, Jim. Thanks for joining us here in studio.
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me.
And I want to talk primarily about the Medicare physician so-called pay cut, which has essentially been temporarily fixed for at least for 2011, thanks in part to the president signing that bill this week. Just kind of give me a background on that particular piece of legislation and the issue surrounding it.
Well, it's essentially a flaw that Congress created years ago that actually created a situation where Congress, as it goes forward, has to continue to basically do a Band-Aid, a patchwork, if you will, to make sure that doctors who take Medicare patients don't get hit with cuts in their pay as time goes forward. What we've seen in the last year is five temporary patchwork Band-Aids to help doctors get from month to month so that they don't face these cuts, which automatically take place if Congress doesn't act. Now, coming up on January 1st, 2011, there was going to be a 25% pay cut to these doctors. AARP surveyed our members, and they were very worried about it. You know, four out of five Wisconsin AARP members said this is of a huge concern to them, the fact that they may lose access to the doctors that they have trusted for so many years. Now, the Senate and the House and then eventually the President all did step up to the plate on this, and they passed a one-year solution for it. So it will go forward for now another whole year where doctors who take Medicare assignment patients will be adequately compensated. They won't face that 25% cut. But the issue is still going to come back. You know, it's AARP certainly will be looking for longer-term solutions to that problem so that this doesn't have to keep getting patched from year to year.
Why do you think lawmakers are so apprehensive in really an actual solution versus these temporary Band-Aids they're doing?
You know, it's all about cost. You know, the deficit is huge. Even though this does not eat into the deficit or create a larger deficit problem, but it takes money. You know, it's the 1 year fix, I think, was $14 to $16 billion, and they have to pay for it. And no type of payments for any programs right now is popular in Congress. But you know, it's all about prioritizing. You know, what's important to your constituents? What's important to the American people? And about fairness? You know, these are doctors who have made the decision to take Medicare patients. Do they deserve to be compensated fairly, the same as any other doctor? And the answer, of course, is yes. You know, and as we see a lot more boomers moving into this age group, we're going to need to see more doctors taking Medicare assignment patients rather than fewer. So it's very important that they are compensated.
Speaking of priority, do you think there's how do you foresee the next basically Congress working on this? We've got a lot different leadership, including a new majority going in this next year.
Well, the good news is that this is a bipartisan issue. That it's not something that only Democrats favor or only Republicans. Everybody knows that this is an issue that has to be addressed every year. It's an issue that we want to take care of our seniors. You know, folks who get older, they deserve to age with dignity, and they shouldn't be scrambling around trying to find doctors out there in the world who will take them and get in these long lines to try to get the care that they deserve and they've earned as a lifetime benefit. We've got to take care of our folks as they get older in Wisconsin and across the nation. And I think both sides understand that. And so I think you'll see the new legislature, the new Congress addressing it equally as well.